Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. Beshama Emrim, Beshama Say, Ein Noisnin Inun Shel Pishtan Lesoicha Tanur. Also following on from yesterday's concept that your utensils also have to rest. Beshama Say, you can't put bundles of flax into the oven unless there was enough time during the day that they could steam during the day. And what they used to do with these bundles of flax in order to whiten them, to bleach them, after they were soaked, they would put them in the oven, and then the steam of the oven would bleach the flax. But say by Shama, you can't put that in on Friday afternoon close to Shabbos, because then it's going to carry on into Shabbos, and it's going to work on Shabbos, and your utensils have to rest, as we mentioned, and therefore you can't do that unless there was time during the day. Oh, sorry, I left that a lot. No, I didn't. Okay, v'lo esat semer liyora. Also, you can't put wool into the kettle. And this is talking about in order to dye the wool, that they would put it into the kettle and boil it up with the dye. And that also can't be done because you can't leave it working into Shabbos. And on both of these cases, as previously, Beis Hillel Matirin, they don't hold of the concept of Shvisas Kalim, that your utensils have to rest. And so Beis Hillel also allow you to do this. If you do it on Friday afternoon and then just kind of leave it running, that would be permitted, say Beis Hillel. Beis Shama Omrim also, another case, but on along the same lines. Ein Porsin Mitzudas Chaya V'Oifus V'Dagim. One can't set up traps, nets for animals or birds or fish. Elikadesh Yetzudimi Bo'odiyom, unless they will ensnare during the day, unless they'll catch the animals during the day. So the commentary says it has to be in a place where there's lots of animals, and the traps can't be so big that, you know, it could just, maybe the trap will catch like one or two animals. And definitely, if you put the trap there, let's say lunchtime on Friday, there's so many animals there that definitely by the time Shabbos comes, there'll be one or two animals in the trap. Then Beis Shammah would let you set the trap. Otherwise, you can't. Well, Beis Hillel matirin, but Beis Hillel allow you to do it. And again, same concept that if it catches the animal even on Shabbos, so that's not you doing the work, that's your trap doing the work, and that is permitted according to Beis Hillel.